Sunday night to six. I don't reckon we bought presents for our teachers. Christmas presents back in the day, I'm pretty sure.
You
we
might
didn't.
Have turned up with an apple.
An apple, is that it? They're encouraging, well, Andrea McKellar, teacher and founder of Teacher Presence, which is Presence. Mm. Andrea, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ross. How are you?
Yeah, good. What's Teacher Presence all about?
Well, it's an idea that I had a while ago because I love to teach and I love what I do. I love making a difference in kids' lives. I try to model kindness and compassion and social justice. And at the end of the school year, some families like to give a gift. And it's always a choice whether the families give a gift, but some of them do like to give a gift. And I just, you know, wanted to make an impact with these gifts. And I thought, is there a way that we could redeploy the funds or the money that the parents and the families spend on these gifts to a charity or to people who most need it? So we're not asking for more money. We're just asking families.
Hello, Andrea. You've pulled a hamstring on the phone line there. Let's try to re-establish a contact with Andrea. At the end of homeschooling this year, we gave our teacher a present.
Yes.
Right? We didn't make a donation to the World Wildlife Fund. We gave her booze.
Did you?
Andrea, you're back. So who gets the choice as to whether there is a charitable donation made? Is it a choice made by the parents who say to the teacher, listen, we were going to give you a bottle of champers, but we've donated to charity? Or does the teacher get to determine, no, don't give me booze, divert it to a charity?
That's correct. It's really teacher-driven. So the teacher, you know, on the website, when you go to teacherpresence.org, there is drafted letters. It's about the teacher making the difference, the teacher showing compassion, modelling those things. You know, at the end of the school year, you know, it's so lovely to get beautiful messages and heartfelt messages from families. But really, I don't need another cup and I don't need another candle. And I just thought, is there a way that we can use that money, redeploy it in some way, and really help people who need it in our world and our community? So it's really teaching.
Andrea, how has the idea been received by your teachers, your fellow teachers?
Oh, really well. Look, last year we trialled it at my school in North Ringwood, Holy Spirit Community School. We trialled it there in our class, and it went extremely well. Look, the parents and the kids really jumped on board. This is our second year. We had one charity last year, and this year we've got three charities that we're trying to support and really help out.
Fantastic.
Good. How do people get involved, Andrea?
Well, you just need to jump on board with Teacher Presence, as you said. It's spelled presence.org. All the information's on the website. You know, you can follow our journey on Facebook and Instagram. And the thing about, I just want to point out that Teacher Presence takes no money at all for this. The money goes straight to the organisation.
Good on you. Good on you, Andrea. Thank you. Andrea McKellar, teacher and founder of Teacher